Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And I woke up one morning and God was gone. I don't know where He went, but He was gone. And I know, according to the Scripture, He never leaves me nor forsakes me, but I believe that this was God playing with my emotions to teach me a lesson. I was begging to feel the presence of God. But instead of giving me this overwhelming joy and peace, what He did was turn off my emotions, and I could not perceive God at all. And, you know, I can't describe to you what happened. It would be embarrassing to tell you what happened. I just freaked out. I really did. I was a chaplain's assistant. I was supposed to, when people came into the chaplain's bunker, I was supposed to set up appointments with them, and I couldn't look at a person in the face. I just freaked out. And I remember somebody coming into the chaplain's bunker, and I literally got in a closet that I had made and piled clothes over me and hid. I couldn't look at a person. I couldn't talk to people. And I spent 3 days begging and pleading, God, what have I done wrong? I felt like I was reprobate, like God had forsaken me. And for 3 days, I just prayed and cried. Nothing happened. And finally, the third day, I slept on a cot, an army cot. And the third day, I woke up and I was kneeling beside that cot. And I was praying. I don't know how I got there. I was just kneeling, praying. And all of a sudden, there wasn't the fireworks. There wasn't anything fancy. There wasn't the emotional joy that I had before. But I was just back to normal. I was back to where there was just peace, and I felt like the presence of God. And, you know, here's what I learned out of that. God just basically said, you know what, you're taking for granted the fact that you just have this normal peace. You're wanting something else. He says, let me show you what it's like with no God in the world. Amen. And I experienced that for 3 days. It was hell on earth. And I decided after that, you know what, I was just really content with just having normal peace. I didn't have to have something special. God, I'll just live at this level. Thank you very much. And I began to start perceiving God by faith and walking by faith instead of wanting some feeling. I believe that was God's way of rebuking me and showing me that, you know what, you're asking for something that I don't want you to live there. There are many people who are asking for some kind of a relationship with God that it takes no faith. That you just feel, that you go by your feelings. It's all physical, it's all carnal, it's all natural. God wants you to walk by faith. And you can't know Jesus just in a physical, natural way. You have to perceive Him by faith. And I tell you, once you get this, it'll change your life. Once I saw these scriptures in Luke 24, I never have done this, but I've always wanted to take those fluorescent, glow-in-the-dark letters and put on the ceiling and say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I've never done that, but you know, I've woke up at night and just thought about, God, I know You're here, and just think about this. And I tell you, it changes your life. When you know that God is with you, when you know that He never forsakes you, it changes your life. When you can perceive it by faith. God's with us, just like those disciples on the road to Emmaus. There's some of you that have been discouraged and, oh God, where are you? And the whole time He's walking with you. But you're trying to perceive Him in a physical way. And because of it, you're missing Him. If you would open up the Scriptures and let Jesus reveal Himself to you out of the Scriptures and then take communion with that. And through communion, through sitting there meditating on the things that He's showing you, all of a sudden your eyes would be open and you'd see Him. And you'd recognize that He's with you. The Lord's never left us. He never leaves us. He's always with us. Amen. At the time you feel like God's a million miles away, He's right there. It's your feelings that are wrong. We've got to get to where we walk by faith. And if we can do that, then I guarantee you it's going to change you, and it will just automatically let your light start shining. Man, when you know who you are in Christ, when you know that He's with you, you can't keep it quiet. You just stand out like a heel thumb. You stand out as light in a dark world. You can't hide it. You can't keep it from working. And so I encourage you to take these scriptures. We need to know God by faith. You need to just believe the Word. Start on little simple things. Just like the Scripture says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, Galatians 5:22. That's in you all of the time, in abundance. There is never discouragement. There is never fear. There's never depression in your spirit. If you're depressed, you are in the flesh. You're going by your feelings. You are looking at depressing things, thinking on depressing things. So take something simple. And when you begin to feel depressed, sit there and just say, Father, I thank you that your word says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. I've got this on the inside of me. I've got love. I've got joy. I've got peace. And just start praising God when you feel like crying. Praise God. Go contrary to your emotions and stand in faith and start taking that. And you know what will happen? It's when you start praising God like that, it's like you're priming the pump. And all of a sudden, you'll start feeling, not in a physical way, but your spiritual emotions will take over and you will go to perceiving that God is with you. And you may have to start in the flesh, but you'll wind up in the Spirit. You'll wind up truly praising God and thanking Him that He's there and that He's present with you. And that's the way that we need to do it. We need to apply this in just everyday ways. When you wake up in the morning and you got things going on that you aren't excited about, that are going to be a discouragement to you, instead of focusing on that and thinking about it in only physical ways and thinking about how you are going to handle this, cast your care over on the Lord because He cares for you and begin to start praising Him and recognizing, God, You're with me. There's nothing that's going to happen to me today that You can't handle. And just start praising Him and start walking in faith. Make application in every single area. Amen? And let me just put in one last thing, and I'll quit here, but I've already said that once. But you can't maintain this focus and walking by faith by feeding your flesh all of the time. You are going to have to deny your flesh. You are going to have to spend time, not only quality, but quantity time in the presence of God. And some of you may not recognize it, but you know this is what's happened to you this week. You don't even realize it. But this week, you have separated yourself. You've taken time off from work. You've come here. You've sat under praise and worship. You've heard people give testimonies. You've seen examples. You've been in the presence of God. Good things have happened. Some of you have all of a sudden, your spiritual eyes are opening. You're perceiving and feeling things by the Spirit that you can't perceive in the flesh. And the reason it happened is because you immersed yourself into a, I don't know what you'd call this, but into an atmosphere where it was faith, where everything was talking about God and focused on God. And because of it, in just a few days, your heart has become more sensitive. You're hearing from God better than you heard from God. You know, some of the things that we've experienced this week, I had one of my employees come up and say, why don't we do this at a gospel truth seminar? Why don't we do more of this? And you know, part of it is because when you get people from all different realms coming together, it just takes a while to get people into the presence of God. You can't come from, I don't know how to say this in a proper way, but you can't come from being just totally carnal, depressed, full of unbelief, to flowing in the things of God. It takes a while for your heart to get sensitized and to get focused and for allow these things to happen. And at most of my meetings, I'm there such a short period of time, we just don't get that far into God. But you know what? At this meeting, people came together. There was, on the very first night, people were praising God. People came here expecting, and because of it, we got further into God than we are able to do sometimes. If we could somehow or another continue this for a month, and if you just kept going like this day and night for a month, they'd probably have to carry some of us out on a stretcher. But in the spirit realm, you would see things happen. I guarantee you, you would see miracles upon miracles upon miracles happen. People would be hearing from God. Lives would be changed just because you are saturating yourself in the presence of God. And it's a shame that we have to have a conference to do this. You can live this way. Even though you have to go back to work, that doesn't mean that you've got to unplug and become carnal again. You can keep your mind stayed on God even while you're at work. You can go through your daily routines. You can deal with your family and you can deal with the things you've got to do and keep in this atmosphere. But you can't do it with the lifestyle that most of us have. You can't do this watching hours of television a day. It's not going to happen. And you can sit there and disagree with that, and you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to agree with you or we'd both be wrong. Amen. I'm just telling you that you can say whatever you want to, but it's going to take time focused on the thing. You can't be in the Spirit and be carnal. You're going to have to quit being carnal. You're going to have to quit feeding your flesh, and you're going to have to get to where you feed your spirit and spend time in the presence of God, studying the Word and letting the Holy Spirit enlighten you and praying and worshiping God and being in the presence of God. And most of us just have a lifestyle that is not conducive to walking by faith. If you were to take Paul and put Paul into your lifestyle, Paul would get the exact same results that you get. But if you were to put you into Paul's lifestyle, to where he prayed in tongues more than the whole Corinthian church put together, he spent 3.5 years in the deserts of Arabia fasting and praying and seeking God, and he was committed to God. If you put you into that same lifestyle, you'd have the same results that Apostle Paul had. You just can't do what I've talked about tonight with the lifestyle most of us lead. And that's the reason that there needs to be some adjustments. There needs to be changes. And this is another, you know, I'm not trying to plug Charlie and Jill's stuff, but praise and worship is one of the best ways to get yourself into the spirit realm. There's something about music that touches you on a heart, emotional level. And then if you have the godly words and things that Charlie and Jill have on their music, and you get that heart opened up and it goes to receiving these truths, and those words will come back to you and they'll change your life. There have been some of the major instances in my life have come with music, most of it Charlie and Jill's. This Bible school started because of their song, God is My Refuge and My Strength. God used that supernaturally in my life. Man, when I was in a crisis situation, that came back to my remembrance and I was sitting on my rock singing, God is My Refuge and My Strength. And that, man, it was one of the major things in my life. I'm telling you, this is how it works. You speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You get into the Word and God reveals Himself through His Word and through communion. That's what it was in Luke chapter 24. And so God has touched many of you this week. God has done something in your life. And if you want it to continue, then just continue what you've done this week. Stay in the presence of God. Edify yourself. Worship. But you maintain what you've been doing this week and you'll get the same results that you've been getting this week. It's really that simple.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.